It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Southeast U.S. recovering after Hurricane Helene. We have the story.
Wichita police looking for hit-and-run driver after a fatal crash. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Communities are left to pick up the pieces following the destructive conditions brought by Hurricane Helene. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has the latest.
The death toll continues to climb in the southeast as people begin to recover from what is left on Hurricane Helene. The storm is blamed for killing at least 90 people across the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, and Tennessee. Millions of people and those remain without power. Rescue efforts are also still underway after Helene flooded entire towns. Asheville, North Carolina was one of the places hit hardest. Crews are having trouble delivering much-needed supplies there due to roadblocks.
A White House official says President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will visit the areas devastated by the storm when their visit won't interrupt emergency response.
Police are searching for the driver of a red pickup truck, which left the scene of a fatal hit-and-run crash in East Wichita early Saturday morning. That was in the westbound lanes of Kellogg near the Woodlawn exit. Witnesses telling police that the motorcyclist was speeding and slammed into the back of the pickup truck in the center lane. The motorcyclist was thrown from the motorcycle and then pronounced dead at the scene. Anyone with information about the crash may contact investigators.
Police in Rose Hill have identified the remains found in the backyard of a home earlier this month as that of Kennedy Schroer, born July 14, 2014. Investigators believe she died in November of 2020 when she would have been 6 years old. And Police Chief Taylor Parlier says no person or persons of interest have been named. And no arrests have been made.
We're angry first. It's not right that a child ended up in the ground. And that is driving a lot of the things that we're doing right now. At the moment, we're focusing that frustration, those question marks, and just that anger towards the investigation.
The medical examiner has not released the full report, but has confirmed the girl's identity through DNA analysis. Officials say the girl's adoptive parents have been cooperating with the investigation.
Three agenda items related to the city of Wichita's water supply will be covered at tomorrow's council meeting.
City staff will ask for $13.85 million to make repairs to the dam at Cheney Lake. The work will repair portions of the dam that have seen significant erosion and decay. Due to the ongoing drought conditions, the repairs can be done without lowering the lake level further. The council will also discuss a $400,000 project to replace copper ion equipment at the Cheney Pump Station. The copper ion treatment is necessary to eliminate zebra mussels before they enter the water treatment facilities. A $600,000 project to replace spur lines at the city's Equus well field is also on the agenda. 60 wells supply groundwater for use by the city. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A strike could soon be reality for thousands of dock workers as the International Longshoremen's Association demands a ban on automation. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
Port workers from Maine to Texas are set to walk off the job on Tuesday. They're demanding higher wages and a total ban on automation at ports. A strike would stop the flow of a wide variety of goods coming into almost all cargo ports on the East and Gulf Coast. That could possibly drive up prices again.
36 points from ports, that is, from Maine to Texas, could shut down. If the 45,000 workers go on strike, those ports handle about half of the goods shipped into and out of the U.S. KNSS News time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Last game of the regular season for the Kansas City Royals yesterday afternoon. We got Royals and Chiefs highlights coming up in sports.
Gasoline prices continue to fall. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday morning. Chris Christopherson, a Rhodes Scholar who became a superstar songwriter, singer, and actor, has died. Family spokeswoman says Christopherson died at his home in Hawaii. Saturday, he was 88 years old.
Gasoline prices continue to fall. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says...
gasoline prices dropped 2 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks. The new price is $3.28 for regular grade, and the price is down 33 cents over 11 weeks.
And prices are down 71 cents from a year ago. Diesel prices are down a full dollar a gallon.
Israel continues launching attacks on top officials in Hezbollah as rockets continue to fly across the Israel-Lebanon border. Fox's Trey Yingst has the latest from Haifa in Israel.
The Israelis are currently striking the Lebanese capital of Beirut, and it looks like they've expanded their strikes toward the central part of the city. This is a significant development because the Hezbollah stronghold is actually in the Dahya neighborhood in the south of Beirut. So it shows the Israelis are going after Hezbollah leadership and possibly even other militant leaders across this city. And fresh reports of airstrikes in the Bekaa Valley, another Hezbollah stronghold, an indication that the Israelis are trying to target more of the rocket and missile launching storage units across this country.
President Joe Biden says he'll speak with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, telling reporters, "We really have to avoid a wider war in the Middle East."
5 people died after a single-engine plane crash Saturday afternoon at an historic airport.
Those deaths from a single-engine plane crash in a wooded area at Wright Brothers National Memorial's First Flight Airport in Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina. The National Park Service saying the plane went down Saturday afternoon at about 5 p.m. local time while trying to land. The plane caught fire after the crash, prompting a response from local fire departments. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. The Wright Brothers National Memorial was closed on Sunday. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic camera, seeing some really heavy traffic right now, eastbound on Kellogg, and that starts right around Hillside, kind of goes back to right around I-235. Also got a call from traffic tracker Tony, and you're going to want to watch out. We had a truck pulling another truck, and it stalled out. It was trying to turn northbound on 119th from Kellogg. So that could be affecting traffic there at Kellogg and 119th. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
We have another nice day ahead as we get into our Monday. A nice cool start this morning, followed by more sunshine on the way. And then the high of 87 degrees, above average for this time of year, but not too toasty out there. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron R. Williams.
Now a clear sky, calm, and 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy the new outdoor patio at the Monarch. The patio is ready and waiting for you and your friends. The weather's going to be nice to enjoy the patio with your friends. The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. High temperature yesterday in Wichita, 87 degrees. Beautiful afternoon. And I got out for a... Well, Shelly was working in the yard a little bit, and I got out for a walk, so we had... You got outdoors too, didn't you, Ted?
Sure did.
You got out and enjoyed the weather a little bit. We're going into October, and it starts tomorrow. And October is always, as far as I'm concerned, the nicest month weather-wise here in South Central Kansas. Always October.
Of course, it the thing that depresses me, though, is how dark it's getting early. I was walking at 7:35 last night, and it was dark.
Already dark?
I was like, ooh, I don't like that.
Wow. On this date in 1949, the Berlin airlift came to an end after delivering more than 2.3 million tons of cargo to blockaded residents of West Berlin over the prior 15 months. Of course, you have Berlin at the end of World War II. Berlin was in the middle of the Soviet sector, and not only that, half of the Berlin was in the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Eastern Berlin.
Right.
So when they blockaded all the roads coming into Berlin, the Russians did. Couldn't get in.
Couldn't get any supplies, food.
So we had to take them in by plane. And,
right.
And that's what's the Berlin airlift. And 2.3 million tons of... And those people in Berlin after World War II were devastated.
Yeah, they were.
They needed our help. So anyway, that's kind of a proud day, I think.
How long did that airlift go on?
It says 15 months.
Okay.
15 months.
More than a year?
Yep. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and we've been telling you our news this morning about some of the devastation, Hurricane Helene, but we want to find out some more about that. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown is with us this morning. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning.
My goodness, I'm looking at the rain totals over a foot in many places and even up to 30 inches, right?
Yeah, especially on the western end of North Carolina. And I think, you know, we may have talked about this last week, but I kind of mentioned that we shouldn't be paying too much or not total attention to just things like landfall and eye location and category number for these storms. Because what happened in Asheville, North Carolina is absolutely utter devastation. A city is underwater. There's at least 100 people dead. There are at least 1,000 who are missing, maybe more, unaccounted for. I don't even have a count on the number of homes that have been destroyed, but whole neighborhoods are gone. And it wasn't even a tropical storm, technically,
right,
by the time it got there. Right?
Yeah.
And in fact, the center, what used to have been the eye of the storm, wasn't anywhere near it. Mm. That was out in Tennessee.
So what would the Asheville,
And Asheville is nowhere near a coast.
Yeah, yeah.
Hundreds of miles from a coastline. Certainly thousands of miles from the Gulf Coast.
Are they?
I don't have the actual, mileage. But it's not a beach town.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Again, these types of storms are not coastal-only problems. We need to not focus on where the eye location is and the plot point on the map because it doesn't necessarily represent the width of the storm. And like I think I might have used the term with you last week, there's no such thing as Hurricane Justa or Tropical Storm Justa, just a tropical storm, right?
Yeah.
This
was
not even that. And by not even that, I mean it didn't have the wind speed or it didn't have the rotation, the spiral shape anymore, right? Mm. But it had a heck of a lot of rain, and it dumped it all in one place very quickly, and now an American city is underwater.
And it's, of course, a topography of different cities. They're all different, and sometimes they don't rain. the water doesn't drain as easily.
Their drainage system is just not equipped to handle this. Yeah, and why would it be? They've never dealt with this before. You know, we can tell people to prepare, to have their insurance paid up, and to have water and food and have a place to go and all that stuff. But the point is, if your city's drainage system isn't equipped to handle 30 inches of rain in less than 24 hours or whatever it is. And by the way, most cities can't do that anyway. Even the coastal ones that have dealt with, even here in Florida, I'm going to tell you right now, if we got 30 inches of rain all at once, we're going to have really, really, really bad flooding.
Oh, sure.
And we've had that before. But, you know, so you know, no storm system is really going to be able to do that. So why would it be that way in Asheville, North Carolina? Why they wouldn't even think to have something that could handle like that?
We're hearing almost close to 100 confirmed deaths so far, and they're very basically could be a lot more than that, right?
Well, that's the fear. I mean, account I had of missing was still upwards of 1,000, probably more. And the water hasn't receded, so no one has had a chance to see what's under the water,
right?
Or who's under the water. And that is a fear. You know, there is a photograph that's going around the social media, and I assume this story is true, but it's a photograph of someone's relatives as they are standing on or sitting on their own roof with the water just up to the roof. And shortly after that photograph was taken, the roof caved in and those relatives went down and they're dead now.
Oh, my goodness.
This is being shared as a photograph that is honest and the description being honest. So I'm going to say it's a bit more than urban legend. Okay. But that's not an unfeasible or unfathomable situation.
Sure.
in these matters.
Very possible. Very possible. All right.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you. Appreciate it. Stay dry. It's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown reporting on Helene. Hurricane is blown out of the area, but like he said, and get a lot of rain in one spot. It doesn't have to be the eye of the storm or anything like that. As long as 30 inches of rain. Wow. 8:17, by the way, we'll be lucky if we get 3 or 4 inches in all of September. This is the last day of September. 8:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And would the world champion football team remain undefeated this Sunday? Let's find out. Ted Woodward with sports this morning. Ted.
Now that's the question. You got the first place undefeated Kansas City Chiefs division opener in Los Angeles taking on the Chargers. Chiefs made some mistakes early on, a couple of turnovers, and the Chargers converted both times. So the Chiefs are down early 10-0 in the first quarter. Oh boy. But that gives the Chiefs plenty of time to try to come back, including getting the passing game going. Mitch Holtis with the call on 98.7 and 1330 right here on KNSS.
But now the Chiefs have their best starting field position, down by 10. They'll take over at their own 46-yard line, first and 10. Kareem Hunt will take his turn again at running back. In motion is Sky Moore. Moving short to the right is Mahomes. Gunning it long. Coming down the near side. The pass is caught. Touchdown! Kansas City! A long bomb! And the Chiefs finally get there! A 54-yard bomb to Xavier Worthy. Patrick Mahomes, a perfect throw, burning Christian Fulton.
Well, that's pretty good. And then, of course, the Chiefs might be relying more upon Worthy because wide receiver Rashee Rice hurt his knee in that game yesterday, and it might be a season-ending knee injury. We'll find out more as the week goes on. All right, so the Chiefs get in the end zone with a long touchdown, and the Chiefs ended up getting a running touchdown in the fourth quarter as the Chiefs' defense put down the clamps. The Chargers got 0 points in the final 49 minutes of this game. In fact, they went through a stretch where the Chargers were held to 6 punts and a missed field goal. So the Chiefs' defense is really doing the job, but still having to make one more play, one more stop late in the game.
4:01 to go in the game. Chiefs lead 17-10. 3rd and 11, Chargers at their own 45-yard line. Chargers with a 2-minute warning and one timeout to stop the clock. Chiefs are blitzing, selling out on Herbert. He steps up into the pocket. He cannot escape. He goes down at the 41-yard line. The Chiefs open the trapdoor. And stone cold Chris Jones, wiping out everybody in front of him, gets the sack on Herbert.
Yep, Chiefs hold on and get another close win on the road.
The Chiefs go to a knee, and that'll end it. That'll do it. Kansas City goes to 4-0 on the season. Patrick Mahomes goes to 19-4 in September. Andy Reid, 31-9 in September as Chiefs head coach. The sixth undefeated September of Andy Reid as head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs go to 31-5 against the AFC West in the last 36. Patrick Mahomes remarkably goes to 18-1 in AFC West road games. Final score, Kansas City 17, the Chargers 10.
10-game winning streak now for the Chiefs. And quarterback Patrick Mahomes talks about that long pass to Xavier Worthy.
I mean, I told him if the safety comes down, I'm throwing it pretty much as far as I can to let him go catch it. And that's what he did.
And that's what happened. Hey, a little, here's your Patrick Mahomes.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Stat for the day. The Chiefs, of course, were down by 10 points in this game, came back and won. It's the 13th time Mahomes has done that in his career. Patrick Mahomes is the only quarterback in NFL history that has a winning record in games in which his team trailed at one point by 10 or more points. The only quarterback in NFL history to have a winning record in that scenario. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. All right, the Chiefs are 4-0 atop the league right now. Let's go over to Major League Baseball, the final day of the regular season. The Kansas City Royals in Atlanta taking on the Braves. The Braves still needing a win to get into the playoffs, but boy, the Royals are ready to pounce in this one, trying to get a win in the series finale. You heard the game yesterday afternoon on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Morton sets below the letters, the pitch. Fastball hit high in the air, deep to right field. Soler turns, watches it fly. It's all the way back to the restaurant. A first inning three-run homer for Michael Massey. The Royals take a 3-0 lead in the top of the first inning on the final day of the regular season. Starting to get ready for October. Three batters, three hits, a 3-0 lead.
And the Royals' pitching would make that lead hold up. They win it 4-2 to avoid the sweep and get a win going into the playoffs. Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. finishes with the top batting average in the major leagues this year, .332. He also led the major leagues with 211 base hits.
Wow.
Bobby Witt Jr.
Great season.
Off day today for the Royals as they get ready for the playoffs, which start tomorrow afternoon in Baltimore against the Orioles. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, of course. And NASCAR racing stopped by the Kansas Speedway yesterday for its autumn stop.
Chastain is not part of the postseason picture. He began the round of 12, 17th in the standings, but Chastain embraced his playoff disruptor status. He took the checkered flag at the Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas Speedway.
To win this today is remember that process I talked about at Nashville last year. We haven't left. We haven't went away. Nobody's slowed us down other than ourselves, and today we were the fastest car.
Courtesy of the USA Network, Chastain led for 52 laps for his fifth career Cup Series victory. William Byron finished second. Martin Truex Jr. was third. Byron now leads the points race over Ryan Blaney and Christopher Bell. Bob Wartally, Fox News.
Yeah, the winner there, Ross Chastain. He is a seventh-generation watermelon farmer. And when he wins a NASCAR race, he smashes a watermelon. So we finally got to do that at the Kansas Speedway yesterday. Oh, that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Coming up the Hannity Morning Minute, Sean shares some thoughts on migrant dangers. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 58 degrees here on this Monday morning. A suspect surrendered peacefully after a standoff in northeast Wichita Saturday night. Police officers in an unmarked car were observing a home in the 1400 block of North Grove. They believed the home was connected to a series of robberies. A man came out of the house, armed with a gun, fired one shot at the unmarked car. He then went back inside the home and barricaded himself. Negotiators worked with the suspect to surrender peacefully. Communities across the southeastern U.S. are starting to recover following the devastation brought by Hurricane Helene. Fox News meteorologist Adam Klotz has the latest.
This has been a fairly active hurricane season. Four hurricanes have made landfall so far. Two of them, unfortunately, right there in the Florida Big Bend. That's where we saw Helene make landfall. But as so many folks now know, it's not necessarily just where the landfall is, where you're really tracking some of the devastating results of this storm. Some of our rainfall totals on the high end, 30 inches of rain, but it's from North Georgia getting into the Appalachian Mountains, North Carolina, South Carolina. All of these communities saw at least a foot of rain from this system. And in those areas, all of that rain funnels down to creeks and streams, and flooding has been absolutely devastating.
A White House official says President Biden and Vice President Harris will visit the areas devastated by the storm when their visit won't interrupt emergency response. Gasoline prices continue to fall, dropping 2 cents the past 2 weeks to a new national average of $3.28 a gallon. That price is down 33 cents in the last 11 weeks. Oil industry analyst Toby Lundberg tells us which areas are paying the most and the least.
Houston is at the low end in this sample, 266. San Francisco Bay is the high at 492. We have Long Island, 291. Chicago, 379. And Los Angeles is 445.
Prices are down 71 cents from a year ago. Diesel prices are down a full dollar a gallon. Former President Trump made a campaign stop in Erie, Pennsylvania Sunday.
Former President Trump traveled to Erie, Pennsylvania Sunday to criticize his election opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, as weak on border security and other issues. He also urged Pennsylvanians to not wait to make their choice for president.
We need each and every one of you to make a plan to vote early and vote absentee, do whatever you want. The main thing is you got to get out and you got
to
vote.
The GOP has been pushing more people to early vote after claiming 4 years ago that many mail-in votes were fraudulent. A recent Fox News poll has the party nominees tied among those considered likely voters. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Vice President Harris has stated that if elected, she will allow the Trump-era Tax Cuts and Jobs Act to expire next year because she feels it favors the wealthy. Many Republicans and independents disapprove of this move, but Elizabeth Patton with Americans for Prosperity says 65% of Democrats also disapprove.
That's a huge number, and I think it's a giant underestimation by the left to think that this is a reasonable policy for them to champion. And, you know, hey, as far as these numbers show us, you know, keep talking about that. It doesn't look like America agrees with them. This is ridiculous. There's no reason and no appetite to raise taxes. And even in our own party, 65% agree with us that now is not the time.
Elizabeth Patton was a guest Sunday night on the John Whitmer Show on KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 here on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Gasoline prices down 2 cents the past 2 weeks. Down 71 cents a gallon from a year ago.
Two.
Police looking for a hit-and-run driver after motorcycle rams a pickup in East Wichita, killing the motorcycle rider.
One.
Southeastern U.S. recovering after Hurricane Helene. More than 90 dead, millions without power. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing that the traffic volumes are thinning out quite a bit right now, but continue to watch for a slowdown westbound K96, and it's right at Greenwich Road. The stalled out vehicle there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 88 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 58. And then on Tuesday, sunny and a bit cooler. Tomorrow's high, 74 degrees. Now a clear sky, calm, and 58 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning, Friday, a mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow closed up 138 points. NASDAQ down 71 and the S&P down 7. This morning, the Dow is trading down 220 points. The S&P is down by almost 7, and the NASDAQ's going the other way. NASDAQ is up by nearly 39 points this morning.
Local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. People's Bank and Trust's Wichita's market growth, taking another leg up. PBT Bank Shares is the holding company of the McPherson-based bank, announcing it's acquiring Kansa Bank, which has two branches in the city, through a stock purchase agreement. Move comes nearly 2 years after People's Bank and Trust opened its first brick-and-mortar Wichita location on the city's west side, near 119th West and 21st North.
Now, the deal is expected to close in 2025 second quarter, and it'll bring People's Bank and Trust up to around $1.5 billion in total assets and 21 banking offices across the state. Kansa Bank, the subsidiary bank of Kansa Financial Corp., has additional branches in Anthony and Kingman, where it is based. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Stephen, 10 in the morning. All right, say happy birthday today to our good friend Phil Hildebrand. And Phil does some work for us. He is on the weekend.
Longtime co-worker.
I think he produced last night's Whitmer show. So he was in here working last night, and he's a good guy. We enjoy Phil.
Big fan of the Denver Broncos and Colorado Rockies.
Yeah. He is a Colorado fan. And
he's a good guy to work with.
I don't know
the
why,
years.
But he's yep. a good guy.
Birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Phil.
Happy birthday, Phil. And we got the strikes going on. You got the Textron strike going, Ted. And you got the Boeing strike up in the Seattle area. And now the dock workers thinking they might go on strike tomorrow. And it looks like they are going on strike. And it's going to be a mess because the docks we're talking about, the ports, handle about a half of all the goods coming in and out of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you imagine what that, you know, they better get that solved in a hurry because people are going to want to go shopping and they're going to have something on there. Anyway, strikes everywhere. Today is National Chewing Gum Day. You know, chewing gum's been around for over 5,000 years. That's right.
Probably how about that?
The cavemen went down to the store and got some juicy fruit or something.
Chomp on something. Chomp on some of those leaves.
Yeah. No, it's been around a long time. I can remember one of my earliest memories when I was a very small boy. My dad would go on the road for 5 days a week mm-hmm. at that time, and he would pack his bag. And I remember helping him do that one time.
Right.
And, you know, he had it out on the bed there, and he had the socks all rolled up in little balls. And I helped him put those in there. And then he had his cigarettes, had a whole carton of Camels, put those mm-hmm. in there. And then he had several packages of dentine gum.
Oh.
Put those in there, and that he was set to go. Keep his breath fresh. And, of course, when we were growing up, at all the barber shops, if you behave yourself, they'd give you some bazooka gum at the end.
Bazooka gum, Joe.
Not really a square, but kind of a rectangular.
No, just a lump.
Yeah.
And it was hard.
And you put it in there and start
break
chewing.
Your teeth, man.
Oh. eventually it would soften up.
Eventually. But it took a while.
And then later on, you would find one of your two or three of your hairs in it.
Yeah. Since it was in a barber shop, there's always little tiny, somebody's little tiny hairs there.
Chewing gum day. All right. Glenn Beck program coming up. Miranda Devine's going to be on. She is a New York Post columnist talking about Biden family corruption. Top of the hour news, the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. We'll be doing that. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.